every Saturday in the Arizona Republic. We have an article, and particularly this Saturday, it's pros and cons of new home versus used home. We have every line lit on solar, so we'll probably keep our guests for another hour and continue solar. We'll
absolutely
take any and every call, though, that you would like to join. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. The pro of a new home is kind of what we've talked about several times off air and going off grid. It's much easier from design than trying to convert a conventionally framed home tied into design all electric to go off the grid. It's just not very cost effective, but that would be a pro of a new home. You can design it for that. We have a couple offers going on in the solar. Mike, go ahead with Green Valley.
Dan's going to let me lead with this one. Anyone that calls this week, Southwestern Solar, area code 520-625-1238, a $500 discount off your brand new solar system.
And that's Pima or Santa Cruz County. Y'all really don't operate out of those two areas.
That's correct.
You're right there in Pima County, Santa Cruz County. $500 off. The number is
520-625-1238. Give us a call.
Do you know, since you just dreamed this offer up 7 minutes ago, is there anyone answering the phone there on Saturday?
We have the phones forwarded to our person that goes out in the field.
Okay, yeah. So somebody will be answering that phone. He's trying to get something done right now, Mike.
He's probably
if
calling
no one's answering,
do we have an offer going on right now?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Give us a call tomorrow or Monday or Tuesday or Wednesday, whatever.
All right, one more time. Southwestern Solar, the phone number.
520-625-1238.
All right, thank you.
Dan. Oh, Dan so King. Ours is Harman Solar. APS customers in the greater Phoenix metropolitan area. We have a promotion running right now. We're giving away a free solar system. As long as you have a solar assessment meeting done by us before the end of September, you qualify. We're offering Rosie listeners an extra entry into the drawing. And then if you do decide to buy or lease a solar system from us before the deadline, then you're two additional entries, so you'll have four total, but you then qualify for $5,000 cash.
Okay, and that number again?
1-800-281-3189, 800-281-3189, and we do have people available right now to take your call.
Operators standing by.
Operators,
you can say that.
I love it. Operators are standing by.
Sounds like a telethon, doesn't it? All right, Romy, let's go down to Oro Valley. Are you going to go to Green Valley?
Arthur, okay. Yep. We'll hit Arthur, then Steve.
Okay.
Arthur's got a great question. Go ahead.
Good morning. My question is, for a person who puts a solar energy system on the roof, and for some reason the roof will need work, would that cause a lot of problems having the solar panels up there?
It's a great question. How do y'all deal with that, Mike?
When we sell a system, we inspect the roof, and if it does need to be coated or redone, we recommend that the homeowner has it done at that time. Now, when we install the modules, especially on a flat roof, we leave enough room underneath to put a new coating on there. If you have to have the whole roof removed, yes, there will be a problem. You will have to remove the modules and pay that extra expense to have them taken off and have the roof redone.
And Dan, I know y'all do a structural analysis of every single system. What do y'all do when you're assessing the condition of a roof? Y'all must have to become pretty good roof inspectors.
Well, you know what? We're not roof inspectors, and that's why I hire a roofing subcontractor to do that for us.
Okay.
So
all right.
We have a partnership with Specialty Roofing from the beginning, and they go and assess every roof for us, and then I get a warranty from them for a minimum of 5 years, up to 10 years on the roof penetrations. But if you're going to, you should really re-roof ahead of time. Because there's a cost associated with pulling the solar panels off later on. And that's one of the things, I think you've told the story many times about, most solar companies don't care about the roof. They just want to get the solar up there.
Yep. Yeah. I almost got arrested trying to stop a solar company from installing panels on a woman. I didn't even know her. I was just driving down Bethany Home Road and they were installing them. And I thought, I can't believe they're doing this. I just cannot. The three tab asphalt shingle that had to be 40 years old. And they were up there mounting their roof penetrations. I just couldn't believe it. So
maybe that's one of the ones that are being run.
It might be.
Through.
Very well might be. Okay, now let's jump to Oro Valley. Steve, here's a great question.
Well, my wife and I had heard that they are coming out with a new type of solar batteries to be able to store the power that are lighter and more efficient. And so I just wanted to find out if you can confirm this and if what the timetable might be, if in fact they're coming out with these kinds of batteries.
Well, I'll say this. When those batteries come out, there's going to be another phase already coming out behind that and behind that and behind that.
Right now, I mean, Tesla made a big announcement with their Powerwall where they're, I think it's a 7 kilowatt hour battery. I mean, the technology is getting better. We just need, you know, again, nobody likes the word subsidy, but I think if there's an opportunity to throw some money at storage, which is the next big place that we need to go to, we would see that decline just as we did the PV technology. Right now, battery storage is available. The solar, the Tesla thing is really not readily available yet, but there are storage solutions out there. They are extremely costly, and again, we come back to, you know, the return on investment. And when you run those numbers, unless there's a good reason for it, it doesn't really make sense.
Let's talk just specifically about solar as it relates to going off the grid in the 10-20 break. It's a short 5 minutes.
Next hour.
We'll focus on that because so many people, when you hear solar, you think going off the grid, but that's not the case, and that needs to be defined.
If you think the utility companies are having a hard time with solar now, wait till it becomes a 24-hour-a-day supply. Yep. Then the relationship is going to change one more time. Yep. Huh?
Pick up the Saturday edition of the Arizona Republic for Rosie's Home Improvement column, where we cover the most important topics that every homeowner needs to know.